time with Jake Stank, Jake Bila, my producer. What's happening, my friend? What is the latest? Yes, you're on.
I am on. All right. Well, hey, Jay, how was your weekend, first of all? Good?
Good. Yours? What's happening?
Mine was good. I stayed in the city with a cousin on Friday night in Manhattan. It was nice. I love the city, actually. I love going out there. You can't do better than New York pizza. That's the only thing I'll say about food. But I do want to talk about my take on something I watched over the weekend. It's a documentary getting a lot of media coverage now because it was released last week, called Quiet on Set, the Dark Side of Kids TV. And the reason why I watched that is because, well, I grew up in the early 2000s. I was born '99, and I watched a lot of shows on, you know, Nickelodeon, Disney Channel. And if you heard about this, Jay, this covered a lot of the dark side of what was going on these sets, these television and film sets. Are you aware of this documentary by any chance?
Yes, I heard about it. Absolutely, yeah.
And it's 4 episodes, 45 minutes each. And let me tell you, it's one of those where it's disturbing. Some of the things that, you know, happen to, you know, these young stars who are now adults, they still are dealing with the issues that they face. And Drake Bell being one in particular, in a whole episode is revolved around abuse that he suffered before Drake and Josh, one of his biggest shows that made him a star. It's about like what he went through, and it's a tough watch, but I mean it's something that sheds a light on things that you don't realize happen behind the scenes.
This has been going on for a long time with child actors who have so many problems. Not all, but some of them have, you know, fell into drugs and just a mess.
Yes, and
I don't think they were really prepared. Even back in the 50s, 60s, a lot of these folks who grew up to be adults had so many problems, my goodness.
It really goes back to when Hollywood first started, way back then.
Yeah.
And let me tell you, they kind of paint it in a way where it's like, so Nickelodeon had a lot of like different things. It was like a Hollywood for kids. And let me tell you, the creator of all these different shows, he's mentioned so many times, Dan Schneider, his name was, he was like the... In a way to say it, he was like the Harvey Weinstein towards, like, you know, kids TV. It's the only way really to put it, because he was like noted a lot of times for a lot of abuse that was stemmed from where it started.
I'm gonna have to catch that.
Definitely check it out.
Well done, yeah, well done there. I watch a lot of college basketball. Man, I'll tell you, the NCAA tournament.
Now we're at the Sweet 16.
Never does disappoint. Yeah, never disappoint. There's some great games. That's all he did pretty much all week.
Who are you looking out for on the Sweet 16?